Take 2, Sex and Commitment.
On this tape, we're going to be dealing with one of our favorite subjects, sex and commitment. The first idea I want to deal with are two styles of sexuality. And I'm not just referring to straight and gay and lesbian. I'm talking about two distinct styles of sexuality. You know, sexuality is everything you taste, touch, smell, see, and hear. Women generally get more in touch with their sexuality through their senses, what they taste, what they touch, what they smell, what they see, what they hear. When you bring a lady a rose, you're making love to her. That's where it starts. Now remember, that lady can be in a woman's body or a man's body. It doesn't matter. A lady is a person who likes receiving, who likes being available to receive, and who definitely turns on and respects a person who gives generously. Stingy's not welcome. Who protects, and that may be holding the chair or opening the door or making sure that we're safe and comfortable. And it's also somebody who puts our feelings first. Of course, femininity can be an inefficient, ineffective, and uneconomical way to deal with someone. And we ladies, especially myself, I do not mind being smart and being educated, but I do mind when someone treats me as if I'm a guy in my personal life. I expect to be cherished. I expect to receive through my senses things that taste good, touch good, smell good, look good, and sound good, especially how you talk to me or to any woman or man who wishes to be cherished. Harsh words turn feminine people off. Ugly smells, ugly touches, ugly sights turn feminine people off. Feminine people are horny for affection to turn them on sexually. So in the world of femaleness, whether it's a man or a woman, everything based on affection turns us on to being sexual. Now, what about men? Well, you men have a different style. Instead of being a wheel of affection, you're rather a staircase. Let's see. She really, he really looks good. Masculine energized people see who they want to make love with. Feminine energized people hear who they're willing to deal with. And so we have different ways of being attracted or attracting. Masculine people want to get to the big I, intercourse. They want the big O, orgasm. Whereas feminine people want the hugs, the kisses, the niceties, the romance. And for you gentlemen out there who are with women who are brainy, successful, and you cannot figure out why she gets angry with you when you want a quickie, or that's your main style, or you really don't realize that even if she's respectable at work, she wants to be cherished after work. And that means you've got to play to her senses. Because that wheel of the five senses are the avenues to the great sex life. Masculine sexuality, whether it's a masculine woman or a masculine man, body-wise, masculine sexuality is a staircase. It starts out generally by sight. I see what I want to make love to. I feel turned on. Interestingly enough, in a man's body, he often can become aroused through his eyes, whereas a woman needs tactile touching to be aroused physically. It takes men 8 seconds to get an erection, and it takes women 8 seconds to lubricate, and an orgasm is generally 8 seconds spasmodically long. So, from the eyes to the arousal, moving towards action. Now, if this man is not honoring his masculine, assertive, respectable nature, he'll stand there, even though he's attracted, and he won't go up and say something. That's a man who wants to be both masculine and feminine. And that's narcissistic, and it won't work. So if you're a person who wants to go after who you see as a desirable person, you have to do it. Walk up, move on them, say something. Of course, don't say anything obscene. And of course, it's a turnoff to be sexually harassed and illegal if it's at work. But that is the way masculine staircase sexuality is. I see it, I feel it, I go for it, I want to make love to it. Not it, but them. Feminine energy says, my goodness, it's coming towards me. It's giving me conversation. It's being nice to me. It being either a man or a woman. And I'm turning on to the love and the safety and the affection that I'm feeling, that I'm intuiting, that I'm perceiving. So masculine sexuality is go for it, up the staircase, and feminine sexuality is I've got to feel good to turn on. And if you rush me, slam bam, thank you ma'am, or sir, does not work with a feminine person. Affection and romance through all of the senses. I always tell masculine people, pick one of your loved one's senses each day and spoil it. If today's the touch good day, then make sure there are more pats and touches and loves making love. If today's a hear good day, then be sure you call them up on the phone or say nice things. Take one of the senses and spoil it each day. And if they have favorite senses, throw another couple days out of the week towards that sense. And if you're a feminine person, instead of going for it, wait for it. Because in going for it, you're going to turn yourself off. And if they don't come after you, they don't want you. Feminine sexuality receives, is available, and respects the person who's courageous enough to give, protect, and cherish with affection and romance. We're going to deal now with the chemical aspects. You know, I can do a lot of counseling. I can teach you how to talk. I can teach you how to do things, but I cannot negotiate chemistry. Chemistry is that bond that occurs between people. There's chemistry between friends. There's chemistry between parents and children. There's chemistry between anybody who becomes within 30 inches of another human being. Their body either smells well or it doesn't. Their look is either attractive or unattractive. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this. You've gone to visit your best friends. They've just had a new baby. You go there and you see the ugliest little wrinkled up old person you have ever seen. In their eyes, they have Adonis. They have the Dionysian magnificence before their very eyes. You've had someone, if you're a woman, your girlfriend has said to you, I have met the most perfect man in the universe. He's handsome. He's wonderful. You've got to meet him. He's coming to pick me up. Let's go have coffee. Into the room comes a gnome, an absolute unattractive to you person that you cannot see anything in, and she thinks she has got the world's greatest catch. Same goes for men. He tells you he's got the most beautiful woman. You see her, dog. What is it about chemistry? Number one, it's not negotiable. It is something that we're studying, pheromones. We think in science that the nose tells all. Pheromones are those smells that we cannot even perceive we're smelling. chemistry is perhaps the person's body who feels like mom or dad or a loved one. It just feels right. It's as if you've known them all your life and you want to be near them. Now, there's an extra bit of chemistry that occurs in a woman. This study, which is now coming more and more to the front, the love hormone. Everyone produces oxytocin. Men produce it, women produce it. But women produce more when they're with sexually attractive people. We think that oxytocin bonding is there to cause women to stay with the man they've had sex with for the sake of society. It is not in society's best interest to have women polygamously running about, breeding with various men, with all the children that come along. But it is in nature's best interest to have the best man reproduce himself. So what I tell women, men do not bond the way we do. Men fall in love, especially when they're chemically attracted. Men fall in lust with a woman, but it can be with many women. It's up to the woman to decide whether she wants to risk bonding. I often tell women, be careful who you've had sex with, because once you do, you may not be able to get away from him. It may override your thinking ability. You may become so bonded to him that even if you don't like him, even if he's married and never leaves his wife, even if he's abusive, you will not be able to pull away from him. So in essence, sex for sex is a body trip and very, very masculine. I'm not making a moral judgment about people's sexuality. There are men that are very polygamous sexually. There are women that are very polygamous sexually. But it is a masculine way to be. For a feminine man or for a feminine woman, having intercourse, letting them in, that process can turn on the kind of chemistry that disallows you from being able to pull away and to go out and get a better person. So I say to the feminine energy people, the ones that receive, the ones that want to be available to receive, be sure you hear the deal that's being offered to you before you let them deal with you sexually. Remember I said, masculine energy sees what it wants to make love to. Feminine energy hears the deal before you have sex. What is this commitment we're talking about, and who needs to make it? I have an interesting concept. I believe that as long as the male of the species wants sex, there are no uncommittable men. Surprise! There are, however, uncommittable females, whether in a male or in a female body, who don't know how to say no. I believe that the commitment that is spiritually based... Now, remember what spiritual means to Pat Allen. Spiritual means the ability to love and be loved. Spiritual is not a religious term to me. There are people in church that are spiritual. There are people in church who are not spiritual. Spiritual is for a man learning to incorporate his sensitive anima and a woman learning to incorporate her self-loving animas so that she says no to things that are not good for her. So feminine energy has to be committed to saying no. Masculine energy is committed to going for what it wants, and that's nature's way. So what is it that the feminine energy person needs to hear? Three things. One, before you engage in serious sex, you see, I consider anything that is tactile, sexual. Touch, taste, smell, see, hear, all of those are sensuous and have sexual connotations. But true intercourse, oral, anal, vaginal, all forms of intercourse, whether it's two women, two men, a man or a woman, that entrance has got to be dealt with before it is consummated. I love the word consummation. Consummation is when your mind, your body, and your spiritual nature are all present. It isn't just body for body. It isn't alcoholic sex or drug sex. It is sex between two fully alive, totally narcissistic human beings who want to be a unit, a couple, intimate, badly enough that they want to communicate, they want to negotiate, they don't want to intimidate, and they definitely do not want to seduce their partner. Now, what is it they negotiate? One, longevity. I have no care whether it's a one-night stand. This is not a moral lecture. I do not care if two people have an affair and they're both married. I do not care if people have a shipboard romance. I do care that the feminine energy person knows what the long-term plan is. Because it's the feminine energy person that says, thank you for seeing me as a sexual person, but no thank you to casual sex. No thank you to a one-night stand. No thank you to an affair. That's not my long-term plan for me. People say they're not committable. The commitment is made to yourself, not to the other person. In a man's body, his commitment is to hopefully get his sexual needs met. He has a real drive that Freud studied very seriously. He has a real drive to be sexual. Feminine energy people have a real drive to be loved, and that's a very spiritual quality. So longevity, how long and where is this relationship going? Well, if I tell him I'm wanting to get married, he'll leave. Honey, if you tell him that you want to be married someday and he leaves, you'll be younger when you find the right man, because you can waste a lot of time waiting for somebody to decide to marry. So if you want to be married, make sure you talk about whether they want to be married. Maybe to you, maybe not to you, but to somebody. The next thing that you've got to talk about is exclusivity. It is axiomatic that you do current AIDS tests. Go together. Read the tests. Don't listen to the verbiage. It has been known by we in the therapy community that people lie about their sexual wellness when they want sex. And so do not believe the spoken word. Go take the test together and exchange the written reports. I'm sure you're well aware that that report is only good for that day, for that person may have been infected last night or last week. So you've got to practice safe sex for 4 to 6 months before you become vulnerable, and there needs to be that test in 4 to 6 months that confirms that the test you read is accurate and appropriate. So we've got to handle the sexual safety of the relationship. And we've also got to feel comfortable inside of ourselves that this person is a friend above all. You know, it's very interesting that when we meet, the chemistry is either there or it isn't. I'm not very worried if a woman isn't tremendously turned on by the physical nature of a man, because she often needs to be with him to see how humorous and cute. You know, I often say this, that a gorgeous man can walk up to a woman, and as soon as he says, "Can I borrow some money?" he gets ugly. And a runt of a man can walk up and say, "Would you join me in my car, my jet, to take a little whip over to Catalina or wherever for a little bite to eat?" He was ugly. He's now cute. He goes to cute because what she hears mollifies what he looks like. So the truth of the matter is, you've got to be with a friend when you consider being sexual with someone, and that's an intuitive, feeling-centered system inside. You watch how he talks to the waitress. You watch how she speaks about her last boyfriend. You listen to how he talks to his mother and his sister and how he talks about his last girlfriend. Is this person a man-hater? Is this person a woman-hater? A man-hater is a woman who hurts the sensitive side of a man because she's afraid of it. She's afraid he's going to binge or run away to another woman. A woman hater is a man who's afraid of the strong side of a woman, and so he tries to chop her down. Unless he really likes women, he's afraid of it, for it'll try to control him or it'll run away from him, and he'll be abandoned and rejected. So exclusivity has to do with what's their track record from the past, what's their physical record in the present, and are they willing to commit to sexual exclusivity? You don't need social exclusivity. In other words, if you have lunch with a friend or he has lunch with a friend of the opposite sex, I'm not as worried about that. That can occur. Social monogamy can happen when you become engaged. But in the beginning, sexual monogamy is the centerpiece in a relationship. Men who are real men, when they give up their sexual right to many women, are giving up a birthright that nature gave them. Men often lust for many women, but gentlemen who are in touch with their committability are willing to sacrifice that polygamous nature, which nature gave them, in order to be and to cherish the woman they love. A woman, on the other hand, as we've talked about, when she has sex, that may be all she wrote for up to 2 to 3 years. Even though she doesn't like him, even though he's not a friend, she may still stay with him as he continues to re-stimulate her and call her and talk to her and touch her. So exclusivity is based on a friend first and a committable person leading to a sexual person. And the last part of the entrance fee is continuity. If you're with a person that's going to be with you today and gone for 6 months to Europe tomorrow, forget it. I say the following. When men are away, they remember how loving we are and they come back to us. When men are away from women, she starts debonding that oxytocin and she starts to forget him. So continuity, especially for the feminine, is very, very, very important. For the masculine, sometimes not. Didn't I tell you I loved you? I'm going to be gone for a month or two. Or I'm very busy. I can't be seeing you or dating you. When he comes back, don't be surprised. You're gone. Men fall in love when they remember the virtue in a woman. Virtue. What does that mean? Virtue means that he can predict and control her sexually. He knows she's not going to run off.
How many years? Nearly 6 years. But you know, you know, it's the reason it's my least. Yeah,
her man. So women fall in love by bonding chemically. Men fall in love by giving up their polygamous nature joyously in order for the team and the unit and the intimacy to work. I want you, if you're the feminine energy, now remember, if you're in a car, let's not get dangerous here. We want you alive. I never do these tapes for cemeteries, ever. If you're the feminine energy, I want you to raise a finger or your hand and follow this pledge. I promise, on my honor, to not let that magic wand inside my body in any way until I negotiate with its owner. Remember, ladies, that magic wand creates magic chemistry in your body. And when you let it in, that may be your commitment, never to be changed easily. Now for you men, I want you to raise your right hand carefully. This is your pledge for how to be with a feminine energy person. And remember, I must reaffirm, there are some women that are men, there are some men that are women. I'm not speaking to your gender. I'm speaking to that part of you that wishes to be sexual. If you're the giver, protector, and cherisher, you're the masculine energy. If you're the receiver, the available to receive, and the one that respects and wants to be cherished, then you're the feminine. So here it goes for you masculine people. I promise not to put my magic wand inside her body until I negotiate longevity, exclusivity, and continuity with her as a commitment to my own ability to love. So help me God. I want to summarize the three component needs in a relationship. We've talked about chemistry. Chemistry is very important for men to go after sex and for women having sex. Compatibility, that friendship that I referred to. If they're not your friend, forget it. Lifestyles, religion, how you are, who you are is extremely important. It takes a lot of luck for a relationship to work, and you don't need to start with the deck stacked against you. So if at all possible, deal with someone whose lifestyle is compatible. And then communication. Communication is how we love. We know about physical communication, but we also need to remember that communication and communicating love is a masculine person saying what they think and what they want and asking the partner how they feel. Feminine communication is telling your partner how you feel and what you don't want and asking them what they think about it. As you recall earlier in the tapes, I talked about as a man ages and his testosterone level starts to go down, it allows the estrogen in his body to start impacting him emotionally because estrogen is a very feeling hormone. On the other hand, women, as the estrogen goes down, menopause, climacteric, midlife crisis, whatever you want to call it, there is a switch that occurs naturally in the 40 to 60 age bracket where she now is going more on progesterone than on the estrogen. You see, it's very interesting. As he gets older, he wants to be cherished. As she gets older, she wants to be respected. Now, how does that impact the over 40 sexuality? Well, here's how it works. Remember we talked about the older gentleman goes with the young woman because one of her assets happens to be the hard body. Now, if a mature woman is willing to continue to take care of her body because he needs to see it to turn on to it, he needs to touch it to turn on to it, and that is something that the mature woman needs to help him do. So, appeal to his eyes, appeal to his ears, appeal to the touch, appeal to smell. I want you mature women to realize that where he used to be your boyfriend, he's now your girlfriend. Treat him romantically, sensuously. I want you to do for him everything you wanted done to you when you were young. And that should tell you exactly how to do it. Now, for you mature gentlemen, I understand that very often you think you have to go out with Miss Hardbody or get the mistress or leave the nice wife because she's not all put together. When you make love to a woman, you make love to her spirit as you mature. You see, it's interesting. If a man becomes addicted to sex, that's body to body. If a man is in touch with his own feminine, the anima, he makes love. And making love can be done by quadriplegics. Making love can be done by anyone who has learned how to love another human being. So for the mature man, you definitely need to now continue to make love to your woman as best you can. You know, I have a joke, and it says, when you're older, you take all night to do what you used to do all night. Geriatric sexuality is something that can be done. I want you to know that as a therapist, I am fully aware that geriatric sexuality simply takes two evolved human beings, a man who knows how to love and has not become addicted to sex for sex sake, and a woman who knows how to love a man who is not King Kong, the killer man. I tell women, please, don't tell him how to do it right. Don't talk to him about how he's doing it wrong. Because as you tell the older man how he's not the way he used to be, or he's not asking for sex, I often tell women, don't ask for love, affection, or sex, and don't critique. Act as if. And what is it that you need to do? You need to realize, dear ladies, that you're probably going to be the pursuer now. You're probably going to be the sexual stimulant. Whereas if you expect him to be the way he was, and he can't do it because he needs a little help from a friend, then I want you to know you have not taken advantage of your projection male. You are not giving. You are not protecting him. You are not cherishing him sexually. And because you're not, he won't be able to receive, be available to you, or to respect you as the giver, now that that's the way it is. So over 40 sexuality, he needs to be stimulated any way you can think of, dear lady. And she needs to be given to as long as she respects and appreciates what you can give to her. So respect and cherish each other, because now you're both men and you're both women, because you're evolved.
This is the end of tape 2. Tape 3 deals with conflicts and communication.